Hello and welcome to another episode of Trash TV Pod. This is Tot.
I'm Rachel.
And we have a special guest today, my dear lovely little sister, Anastasia. Hi, Stas.
Hello.
Welcome. Thank you. In the flesh.
In the flesh and blood.
In person. I feel like Stas is kind of like your alter ego opinion on things. Like, based on the last time you were on, like...
Oh, well, I don't know what I hate Gary. I don't know. I just don't know what I'm allowed to say. I don't know if you guys are trying to be nice. But then, like, no. I don't care because this isn't my thing. Yeah. So you guys, like, you know, uphold your reputation if you, like, get guests on and everything. But I can just be, like, the hater. I don't care.
That's true. You can give us the real perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
It's always good to have, for sure. It makes things a little spicy.
You guys can pass me little notes, like, say this.
You're the bad cop.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into our recap, we are recapping the finale of Love is Blind, and it was definitely interessante. Got some good tidbits in here. Of course, we couldn't go out without another Chelsea and Jimmy moment either, so thanks for giving that to us, Netflix. But before we get into it, over some business per usual, you can follow us on Instagram, Trash TV Pod. You can follow us on Twitter at Trash TV Reacts. We are still recapping our Bachelor series as well. This week we will be recapping Fantasy Suites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's down to three.
Yeah. It'll be Fantasy Suites, Woman Tell All, and the finale, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. I want to go so bad. I wish if we could have gone to an in-person Tell All.
Yeah.
I would have gone to this Woman Tell All.
I did not even see any emails about it.
I know. It's a bummer. Maybe they know about the pod.
I was going to ask you, like, who, but it's Bachelor question. We'll talk about Bachelor.
Okay. No worries. Yeah. Yeah. Love is Blind. So, anyways, I think that's mainly our business right now. But per usual, please feel free to DM us, to voice message us as well about your thoughts and feelings in regards to the season, the finale, what you've been thinking. We are so excited. We still have one more episode of Love is Blind, though, because next week we are getting the reunion.
Dude.
Oh.
The reunion, like, the trailer, I'm already like, like, every scene, and it happened so fast, I'm like, no way, like, Clay said that, and then, I'm just,
yeah,
it's gonna be hot.
Have you seen the reunion trailer?
No.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
I just know it's gonna be stupid.
Well, I just hope that the Lacheys ask the actual questions. Like, like, the actually good, needed questions.
Like, the cheating rumor questions?
Yeah, like, get dirty with the questions.
Well, it looks like they brought Trevor on and they're like asking him about like the stuff that we talked about where like he's supposed to have been in a relationship and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's great. I can't believe they did bring Trevor on. I was so excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we also have some tea to dive into. So we have some dumpster diving.
We're going dumpster diving. Whoa.
Rich, do you have any tea for us?
Yes, I do. Okay. A couple things I saw this week. Little updates about Jess's love life.
Mm.
I feel like I keep seeing things and it's like all over the place. Different people. We did talk last time about how she mentioned on a podcast that she had a relationship. Not currently in a relationship, I guess, but had dated. When she was on Vial's podcast and she was saying, I think that she was in a relationship. She didn't want to talk to it too much yet.
Yes.
With someone else who was on her season.
Yeah, that was on the pods.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is saying, this is from the reality Ashley. It says, Love is Blind season 6, Jess did allegedly have another pod match and it was Ariel. Oh.
Mm.
Actually, this is less news than I thought it was. No. When I read this, I thought it was like, oh, this confirmed it is the one she's dating. But this just says she did allegedly have another pod match. Which I would feel like we would have seen in the show.
Yeah, okay. I think so too.
I'm sorry, this is not news. I would feel like I was tricked. Okay, this is a real one that she was dating. She was spotted over the summer dating, hanging out, making out with Harry Jousey.
Mm. Harry Jousey.
He gets around.
He does.
What is he from?
He's from Perfect Match. No.
Oh, hot, Too Hot to Handle.
Too Hot to Handle. Mm-hmm. Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever went on Perfect Match. That was his ex.
Francesca.
Yeah, Francesca. But no, he went on.
Oh, he was dating Francesca?
Yeah.
Oh, from Too Hot to Handle.
Yes. They even got engaged.
So much crossover.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I feel like Chelsea and Jess are kind of similar? Not Chelsea. Chelsea, sorry.
Francesca.
Oh. Like, looks-wise, but not personality.
No, looks-wise, yeah. I can definitely, like, he has a type, I feel like.
Yeah.
Do you think he just, like, goes to, like, whoever's show is, like, gonna pop off and, like,
yeah,
start dating them so he stays relevant?
Yeah, the most followers.
Yeah.
She is gaining a lot of followers. They said, like, she's gained, like, the most followers out of the whole entire cast and crew. And she isn't even, like, one of, like, the finale people. She, like, got, quote-unquote, like, ghosted at the beginning, basically.
I feel like she's more interesting on social media from what I've seen. Like, yeah. I wouldn't, like, follow Amy and Johnny. Or, like, yeah, I mean, I don't think that they're making, like, TikToks and stuff. But she's, like, has some funny content with her daughter and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's very involved. She definitely wants to be a Francesca-level person, I think.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she's going to be on Love is Blind. Fingers crossed.
Perfect match.
God, I'm all over the place today. Sorry, guys. Perfect match. Yes.
Yes. No, Perfect Match. Yeah, because there was rumor that she's supposed to be on Perfect Match. So, hopefully it's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they met on Perfect Match.
Ooh, what if he shows up on Perfect Match?
And well, this then is that's like a spoiler. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to wait and see who the cast is.
Yeah.
Who lays the date?
If they're in the cast, like, I would say they end up together probably, right?
Yeah.
Or they got back together after.
Mm-hmm. It could get messy. Mm. We love a mess.
Awesome. Okay. One more around Jeremy.
Uh-huh.
First of all, just a tweet that he had, or, no, this is a comment.
Yeah,
he had,
comment.
after seeing his infamous jet ski scene, he says, "I don't condone how I acted during this. I'm even watching this back, like, WTF." Same.
Covering his butt.
Yeah. I mean, that's good.
Yeah. Well, he could also literally just be saying that for funsies.
Yeah, but I feel like... Like, Sarah Ann, I feel like she would be like, I stand by this. Like,
yeah.
We were just trying to have fun. The jet skis were there.
Yeah, she would say that.
I don't think they were actually jet skiing in front of anyone anyhow. I think that was later because you see, like, they cut to, like,
Laura talking.
The cast watching something.
Yeah.
Or, like, looking in a direction. But I don't think they were, like,
yeah, that could definitely be Eddie. And then also when they had Laura do her ITM, which this could literally be at any time of the day, but she was in front of the jet skis where they were, like, parked and stuff. And they were obviously parked at that time. But that could literally happen any time of the day. But
yeah.
Yeah. Chronologically, who knows when this happened?
We'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
Other Jeremy tidbit is that it says Love is Blind star Jeremy's ex-fiance Brittany says she also caught him cheating via location sharing.
He's so stupid.
This man.
He hasn't learned from the first time.
Yeah.
Apparently this
was... It's the Apple Watch!
Yeah. Well, apparently this was on Snapchat. I don't know why he's... Yeah, you'd think after that you'd just stop sharing your location with people.
Yeah.
But he seems really into it.
I know, and he's like, I shared it with you to make sure you knew where I was. And then he's like, huh? You checked?
Yeah. If you're going to use it so much, like, know the rules. Also, if you're going to try to cheat.
Exactly. Yes, in the article, it said he was sharing his exact location on Snapchat with all of his quote-unquote friends and didn't realize it. Brittany tells BI, which is the insider business, that was how I caught him lying about where he was. He was telling me he was in a different location and I could actually see where he was. I could see him in real time as he was driving home. So essentially the exact same way as Laura would have seen on her end, she adds. When he got home, I discovered that he sought the other woman out on a dating app. Okay. That's bad history.
I love that.
Oh my gosh. I got a couple more tidbits really quick.
Go for it.
Okay, so we do see that possibly Chelsea and Jimmy were hanging out together at JB's on the beach, which is probably, like, right before the reunion or something like that is what I'm guessing. I don't know where JB's on the beach is.
Yeah, is that, like, where the reunion is filmed, or is that, like...
In L.A., probably.
In Charlotte.
Let's see.
Charlotte is not on a beach, I don't think.
I don't think so
either. I know
so
nothing
either.
About that.
Oh, Florida.
Oh.
So was it like a little trip?
Maybe. Unless, I'm not sure if they recorded the finale in Florida or if they just went on a trip to Florida together. But it says, Love is Blind Season 6 is formally engaged couple Chelsea and Jamie are hanging out together. And we know because they literally post around the same time that they were at the same restaurant. And on Chelsea's freaking post or her story, you can see a little hairy white arm sticking out right there.
She's like, soft launch.
Yeah. Soft, soft launch. That's funny.
So that's interessante. And then a couple more. Well, actually, just one more. Last one is we see that allegedly things get pretty heated between Sarah Ann and Jess on the reunion, and it does look like Sarah Ann and Jeremy are together. Mm-hmm. With a little picture of them hanging out together, kind of like at the reunion and stuff like that too.
What do you think of these outfits?
Okay, obviously he's wearing the Hawaiian shirt to be obnoxious.
Wait, let me see.
Yeah, but like.
It looks just like a Dancing with the Stars, like, themed.
Yeah!
Routine costume.
Hawaii night.
Yeah. Maybe they're trying to get on.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm not here for it. She honestly needs to work on herself, like, a lot.
Oh, my God. Yeah, maybe they're a good match. But, yeah, I mean, he's going to cheat again. Like, that, he has a pattern.
I know. He's not the best looking dude.
The fact that she doesn't see that as a red flag is, like, interesting to me.
Yeah.
But then she didn't see what she did as being a red flag either.
Yeah, that's true.
She's like, I didn't do anything wrong.
And she's so, like, okay with the behavior. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, I'd do it.
Yeah. I do too.
If I picked the wrong guy, I would cheat on him for you.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, let's go ahead and dive into this episode. You guys got your marg?
Got it.
Got my marg.
Okay, so we are starting off this episode with the conversation that we were having with Chelsea and Jimmy. And literally, last episode... Okay, what do you guys think at first with last episode? I was thinking this is going to be a dumb cliffhanger. Obviously, they're going to be fine and they're going to carry through. And this is going to be stupid cliffhanger. Like, nothing's actually going to happen. Were you guys in the same boat or did you think something was actually going to happen?
I thought they were going to get in a fight and then have that stupid... like, makeup thing where Julie's like, I'm sorry. Yeah. And then she was like, okay. Just don't make it happen again.
Don't let it happen again. Yeah. But it always does.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to say she couldn't do it or that, like, she was unsure and he was going to be like, I don't know. Because she was saying before that, like, every day I have to ask myself as if, like, some days I don't want to do it, some days I do. And mm-hmm. I feel like he would have been... that. So I felt like he was still in, but he was going to be like, I can't deal with that. Like, you don't know. You
yeah.
Know. Yeah, but I feel like she, like, says that to Fish.
Exactly.
Like, she just says things that, like, she... because she thinks he'll be like, why? I love you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to hear affirmations and stuff.
It's so, like, pity me. As if she's, like, going through something. Like, she needs him to, like, be like, I'm sorry that's happening to you. Because she's like, today I feel good.
I know.
Like, as if she's had some trauma. Yeah. Like, he's like, because of me? Like, our relationship? Am I supposed to comfort you about that? Yeah. It's so odd.
Yes. No, definitely. I honestly thought that it was just going to be a cliffhanger, and then he was like, yep, we're all good, and she's going to be like, yep, we're all good, and just continue on kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
We should have known, and I was thinking back on this, though, and I was like, we should have known, I guess, if there was one episode left, like, they wouldn't do three weddings.
But I thought they've done, like, four
in an episode before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. No, you're right. Not maybe an all-in-one episode. I think before, when they did have as many weddings, they did
two split parts.
Up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had the finale part one and then part two.
But I feel like three in one is, like, not that crazy. Because...
there's room to cut.
Yeah. Yeah. And plus, the first one was, like, so long.
It was.
That like, the first I was, wedding. Like, falling asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the weddings are always, yeah, way too long.
Yeah.
Like, okay, they also the drama's over.
And they also go over, like, the recaps every now and then. Yeah. Their, like, relationship. Like, we really don't need that.
So they could have, like, I feel like they could have easily fit three.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But I actually wasn't thinking about it either, so...
Well, so...
what did you think? You said...
yeah, I literally thought that everything was just going to be fine. That she was like, I can't get married. And he was like, yeah, me too. And then just, like, move on. So that's why I was mad at the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't mad at the cliffhanger after this because, again, she says that right now I can see us getting married. We can handle conflict.
She's so stupid. It's like the conflict that she starts. We can handle my conflict. Like, has he started anything? like fights?
Well, he probably...
No.
No, he didn't, like, start them, but he probably didn't do the best he could to put them out. He kind of made it worse.
I know. He says, like, the most out-of-pocket thing. Like, inside thoughts inside outside. Thoughts.
No, yeah, that's what we were saying, too. We were saying, like, Jimmy, that's an inside thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
he instigates them.
Like, yeah, he's just kind of stupid, but so yeah, is she. I don't know.
Now, one thing... But he at least, like, try... He doesn't, like... try to escalate. I feel like her right goal in a fight is to try to escalate.
Yes. Yeah.
He's, like, at least trying to diffuse, even if, like, he created the problem.
Yeah, and then yeah, she just, like, brings up other things.
Like, he's like, what the hell?
Yeah. She's just, like, trying to scramble for everything that's ever made her mad with him.
Yeah.
And he's just, like... and so then, another thing that I noticed about her that is... You know, I hope she's been working on herself with this part too, but she was like explaining like how she was having a hard time, and then she was like, but and so were you. So like she was like saying like, oh yeah, I wasn't being the best, my best self, because I was having a hard day, but you were too, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm, she would kind of bring up like, it wasn't just me, it was also you that was not doing so well, and that's why we got in a fight, because we both were doing it, not just me. So that, like, was a whole thing that I've been noticing, yeah, was a theme throughout, like, the whole season as well, is that she was like, well, you are too, or whatever the case is. I'm like, girl.
That's, like, gaslighting. Because, like, yeah, truly, like, every time she starts a fight, he's like, I'm doing great. How are you?
And she's like, I'm not.
Yeah. No, you know what? I think she, like, projects it, because she's like, I feel like you're mad at me. So, like, then he's like, huh? But it's because she's mad at him. And so she's just projecting it onto him. So he'll be like, oh, yeah, there are problems. So then she can get all angry.
Yeah.
But she's just like, I just feel like you're keeping something from me. And he's like, eh? And then she's like, okay, fine. I feel like you're keeping something from me. And we're like, just say that.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like you've been acting weird all day.
Yeah.
And he's like, what?
I've been working. So yeah. You haven't talked to me. I've been... being like busy.
That's like the most frustrating thing when someone's like, you seem upset.
Especially that one time when she was like asking over and over, like, what's wrong. He's like, nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
And she kept asking, like, you yeah, seem mad.
See, that was like the projection. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's Jess.
You've been thinking about her, haven't you? Yeah.
Putting thoughts in his head.
Yeah. So anyways, we go into that whole entire thing there, and then Jimmy's basically saying that, I really want to go to the altar, but I can't. Dun, boom, dun, dun!
Love this for him.
What? I'm actually, like, shook, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I guess I'm so surprised because he put up with so much shit mm-hmm, in the first place to get this far.
Yeah.
Like, why all of a sudden now? At this point, just, like, carry it home and say no at the altar. Like, how clean.
I thought you were going to say, suck it up and get married, Jimmy. God, it's just the rest of your life.
Carry it through, whatever.
I mean, either way, it's probably good that he ended now. He probably could have ended but, it earlier still, to be honest.
Yeah, because he went on the whole date.
Yeah, it was like a whole date and they had so much fun. Like, the whole entire yeah, date, he's probably like, I'm going to break up with her on the roller coaster. Oh my God.
Yeah. That was interesting that he chose to go through the whole thing, because it seemed like he made his mind up. I was also very shocked, but looking back, I'm like, he said that he didn't want to do it earlier, and she kind of was like, oh, maybe let's keep trying.
Yeah.
And then I think, like, over time, he was just like, I'm not able to get past this.
Well, it's true. No, 100%, because, so, this stems from two things. One, this is ridiculous, he was mad that still... she called Amy and Johnny as the strongest couple.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I'm like, how is that the reason, sir?
But also, I was like, how do you not agree?
I know.
You almost ended it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, they literally are the strongest couple.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's an argument with that.
Yeah, that yeah, was stupid.
But then he does bring up that, you know, ever since, like, the whole thing with her bringing up that, you know, he had sex with his BFF. That was definitely, like, a reason why he didn't want to continue on at that point. And that was the time when he basically wanted to break it off. And then mm-hmm, she said, no, da-da-da.
Don't leave yeah, me.
Mm-hmm. And so he said, okay, we'll try. But he was kind of, like, shut down from that. And so that's what he's reiterating here as well. And then she's, like, she's mad that he's, like, wasting her time. he says, like, the argument at that time made him change his mind as well. And she's like, well, I can't tell you things because you get mad at me. And he was like, what? And
she
was, like, looking at him like,
oh, he shit. Changes the subject. Like, she's like, oh, my God, he actually asked a follow-up question. He's, like, calling me out. And then she just doesn't acknowledge it at all.
Yeah, and she just continued on with a whole different theory.
Yeah. He's like, I don't think I've ever seen him mad. Like, he's always, even when he's, like, upset, he's like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, he's so even. Yeah.
Yeah, he was so frustrated, the whole thing. I guess, honestly, this argument was kind of sort of what I thought was going to happen with last season's couple. Oh, what was her name? The loud Latina lady. And
oh, Milton and Lydia.
Milton and Lydia. Because they had that one dinner as well where they were kind of arguing and he was like saying like, oh, you need to stop like stepping all over me and stuff like that. And she was like, I'm a strong person, da da da, or whatever. I thought like this ending that happened here should have happened with, you know, their dinner, I guess. Like, I guess it just reminded me of like one another, whatever the case is. Can you kind of see it in a sense?
Like Milton should have put his foot down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he got married.
Yeah. I really feel like Jimmy probably made the right moves along the way. Like, he said he wanted out and he gave her a second chance.
Mm-hmm. Probably a fourth chance.
I feel like he did try, and then he didn't take it to the altar, which I feel like is kind.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been horrible. She would have had a mental breakdown right there. You know, she would have collapsed. She collapsed off the couch when he proposed. Can you imagine just like just...
That would be
on the floor in front of everyone.
Maybe he was thinking that. Maybe he's like, I literally don't think that she can handle it.
And then what? He would have to like step over her body to like go down the aisle and they'd go have to home.
Drag her out. Yeah. Drag her body off.
Let's refilm it. I want them to go to the altar. Yes.
That would have been wild. I also think he's like not really like a dramatic person, so he'd probably like wanted to avoid that. And I mean, she would have just like, she would have roasted him in front of everyone, I think.
You think?
Probably.
Well, afterwards, probably, because he probably would have said, I can imagine her saying yes first, him saying no after, and saying, I'm so sorry, and then just leaving. And then she's going to be like,
like, and don't also, wait. Like, this whole thing that he's, like, ashamed of that he slept with this girl, it's already coming out on national TV, but that's, like, months later.
Mm-hmm.
He feels like he doesn't trust her. Like, what if he dumped her at the altar, and then she starts screaming, like, you fucked your friend, and then all the friends and family are like, whoa, what? Like,
yeah,
she probably may be worried about that.
Yeah, no, he definitely wants to just do damage control at this point.
Yeah.
He does bring up that she called her ex the day they got back from their little honeymoon thing or whatever.
Is this her ex-husband or her
ex-boyfriend?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she probably had, like, her ex-husband or whatever, then probably dated a couple guys in between and then whatever. But because she did say that she was, like, besties with her ex as well or whatever. And so he was like bringing up, well, you know, you called your ex too, and she's like, no, I did, like, you literally FaceTimed him.
And she was like, it's different.
Yeah,
we don't talk every day.
Well, I mean, and in a sense, yes, I can see that it is different, but I guess he's just frustrated as well that she keeps throwing his thing in his face when he confidently, or, you know, just told her to keep it on the low, and now she's bringing it up in the cameras. I think that's the most salty thing. Like, he's, like, really upset about. Which I can, you know, he has the right to be upset about that.
I feel like it... I feel like maybe... Because she said something about, like, a love triangle. I feel like it's about maybe the girl... More than the girl, too. Like, who was she... Was she dating one of his friends at the time that they slept together? Like, you know, it sounded like there was other drama involved.
I know. Mm-hmm. I want a deep dive session about this.
Also, I feel like... It's not the same. Okay, like, I don't know which one is worse, though. That you regularly hang out with someone that you slept with once, or that you still talk to someone that you had a whole-ass relationship with. Like, that's also bad, because you actually, like, slept with them multiple times and, like, were in love with them, you know?
Yes, that's true.
But also, is he ever hanging out with her, like, one-on-one? Or is it... Because, remember, he had, like, a group of friends. Like, was it two of them?
It was just two girls, yeah.
So then it's not, like, if he hangs out with both of them, it's not, like, just him and that
one. Unless they had a threesome, and he never told her that.
Tasha's causing unnecessary level. Drama.
He's like, I don't want the other shoe to drop.
Chelsea's listening to this right now. She's going to start a fight with Jimmy.
She probably tuned out after you said she had an emotional breakdown.
Yeah, I don't need more of this.
Oh my god. Again, a disclaimer, we think everybody's a lovely person or an interesting person, and this is just our takes.
I do feel bad for Chelsea because I don't know how long ago this was filmed. I'm assuming about a year, maybe.
Yeah.
They've like caught up. It used to be like 3 years.
Yeah.
So like people on social media still like she's making videos like, I get it, blah blah blah, like just, you know, maybe please be nice.
Yeah.
And all the comments still are like so mean and like, girl, go to therapy. And it's like, I think she has
gone, I know, like, exactly,
to have done that for a year, and then still people are like, she's like, I have, like,
yeah. She even says like in this one thing, like she's saying like, I've been working on myself, I totally get it, like I see it too, but imagine like, you know, somebody who's working on themselves and then look back and like watching this, yeah, I totally get you guys, like I'm with you, but please stop with the death comments and messages. That'd be great. Yeah. I mean, 100%. Why are you guys not your? I have full faith that our listeners are not the people to send, you know, horrible death messages. But I'm just saying, like, for the people that do, like, what is going on? Like, why do you feel like that's a good thing to do? It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Okay. I do it all the time. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I mean, I get it. I understand. No, I'm kidding. I've never done been that. There, done that.
Okay, so anyways.
Wait, yes. I don't know if you would have gone over this, but she says, like, oh, because of one argument, like, oh, we're going to break up. And he's like, it's been 5 or 6 big issues.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why she said one argument.
I feel like she says that one argument line, like, every single argument.
Yeah, every time. And then when she's like, they're talking about the girl that he had sex with, and her ex and everything, and he says something about his deepest, darkest secrets, and she's like, your deepest, darkest secret is that you fucked your friend. He's like, yep, like, keep reminding me why I made the right decision. I was like, go, Jimmy! What a great response.
Honestly.
Don't, like, explain it. Just be like, this is the behavior I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that was a great way to start off this episode.
Mm-hmm. And then I was kind of surprised that just that was the end. Like,
she walked away. I was kind of bummed. I wish we got a little bit more tea with her, like, talking. They probably couldn't because they didn't have enough time.
Yeah.
Is what I'm assuming. But they could have made this into a two-part finale.
They could have cut some of the weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely for the first one.
So we go into, like, the bachelor parties.
Oh, it's so sad. There's only two left.
I know, there's just, like, two girls
and two guys. It's like, what the hell?
The guy's one was more sad. Johnny didn't have, like, any friends, didn't seem like.
I mean, he had, like, one person, there? I think.
Oh. What'd they do again?
Well,
they just went to, like, this
outdoor bars, basically
area that looked like it was meant for, like, 300 people.
Oh, right.
And then the it guys was just them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glamping. And then the girls were at a bar. They looked like they were having fun, though. They were
dwarf. Yeah, but it's just, like, sad that there's just two left.
I know.
Yeah.
When, like, out of the pots, how many? 5? And it's whittled down to 2.
I think it was 6.
No, I think 5.
Brittany and Kenneth. Lauren and Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Chelsea and Jimmy. Then these two freaks.
And... Wait, what? Oh, okay.
I think that might have been... Yeah, I
guess. Wait, no, you said Chelsea and Jimmy twice, because you said Chelsea and Jimmy and these two freaks.
No, these two freaks are different. Amy and Johnny and AD and Clay.
Okay. These two freaks.
Different couples. So I guess you're right. I guess it's 5. For some reason, I thought 6. No, I think 5 is about right. I feel like I'm missing something.
Yeah.
But anyways, they're just having some funsies here, getting drunk. My
AD is so drunk.
Yeah,
AD oh my so god! Drunk. Yeah,
my favorite part was when Amy was telling AD how she hasn't had sex yet, and AD does not believe that. She's like, "That girl, she is a freak," or she's just saying like how like hot Amy is, and Johnny wouldn't be able to like you know hold it back or whatever. She's like, "There is no way. Like I know she did it."
Yeah. That would be funny if they did. I was trying to think, like, would they do that? Why? Would it just be, like, for their parents or something? Like, I don't know. If they're pretending to not have sex.
Oh.
But I don't think they really have any reason to do that.
I know. I agree. Just, I mean, the only thing that, I guess, Johnny's ignorance about birth control.
Yeah.
He's like,
for the plot. Did we talk about the way that AD talks sometimes? I was like looking up her age and I was like, she talks like so Gen Z. Cause she's like, not us getting married. Oh. Yeah, you're
talking about Jess. Jess is literally, she could have been
both of them. I'm like, yeah. What? AD's like 30 something.
Yeah. She's older as
it's
well.
It's annoying. Yeah. I have to say it. Annoying. And I don't like it when they say, it's giving.
I'm just like, my main thing is, like, where they say, like, not blank, da da da. Like, that's the main thing that I'm just, like, kind of annoyed. Like, why are they saying it every sentence? Like, it doesn't make sense.
It's so much. Maybe when this was filmed, that was...
That's a whole year ago.
Yeah, that's true, though. No, last...
Was that even a saying then?
Yeah.
They were early adopters. Yeah, they were,
like, trying cool to make it a thing. It was cool at the time, yeah. That makes more sense to me, I think. Because now I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, it's too much.
I think she still says it, actually. Brittany does.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Jess. Yeah. She 100% does.
Yeah.
She's teaching her kid how to say it.
Yeah. No, her kid probably taught her, to be honest. Okay, so, I mean, that's pretty much it. I don't really have much notes about the batch parties. Do you guys have anything else to say?
I just thought it was funny how all Clay's friends were wearing sunglasses at night.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Are they high as fuck? Like, because they're listening to him and they're just, like, not reacting. And then, yeah, Clay's just kind of, like, trying to convince them why he is into AD. It doesn't sound very convincing.
Yeah.
Again, looking back, because I really thought, we'll get to it, I really thought he was going to say yes. So,
yeah.
At this point, I'm like, I think he's in it.
Yeah. Well, let's get into the wedding days then. So first is AD and Clay, which took up literally an hour, probably.
I think it was like an hour and 15. Because there was only like half an hour left when it got to the second wedding. It was insane.
Yeah. Once we saw how much time this portion took up, and then we saw, I was like, oh, it's only like 28 minutes
left. Yeah, we were like, should we just pause this and go to sleep? And then we're like, oh, there's 26 minutes left.
Power through. Basically done. And they probably will say yes, so that's a giveaway.
Yeah.
So wedding day, AD and Clay, of course they go through their flashbacks.
She says she's the first of her 7 siblings to be married.
That's a lot of siblings.
And she's like 32.
I wonder if she's the oldest or the youngest. That would make sense if she's the oldest, probably.
But it doesn't make sense, like, she's... Because then that would be a given.
True.
But she's saying it, like...
If she's the youngest, that means... Wait, if she's the oldest... Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Also, Clay is doing, like, his ITMs with this huge wheel.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, is on the side. And he's leaning on it, so it looks like a table. Like, he looks like he's standing next to, like, a huge table.
He looks like a little midget.
Yeah. I didn't notice this. That's funny.
It's like Alice in Wonderland.
I was kind of like, what is going on here?
It's so funny.
I had a look at it a couple times.
He's, like, so tall, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, his arm is, like, shoulder.
He's doing a lean.
Yeah. So, AD's mom is saying how she hung out with Clay's mom, and, like, they love each other, they got along really well, which I'm like, here for it. Love that for them.
How could you not? Like, we love both of them.
I know. The moms are awesome. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on the moms?
No.
Okay.
sorry. No. They seem nice, but yeah. I liked how Clay's mom always has a shawl, and she just gives it to AD.
Oh, yeah. She's so sweet. Her mom gives AD, like, a little family heirloom. So then we go to Trevor. Whoops, not Trevor.
No.
Clay.
Yes, but I was like, I think Clay's dad's name is Trevor.
Yes. When this guy comes walking in and says, Trevor, Clay's dad, Stoss and I are like, the cheater.
Yeah. We literally said it at the same time.
I know.
Dun, dun, dun. Now we have a face to
but put. Also, he looks like an evil villain from, like, a show.
He does.
Yeah. A little too clean.
Yeah.
And bald.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice to put, like, a face to the name now. Mm-hmm. Clay's dad. Mm-hmm. But, he has problems. He needs to get his shit figured out as well. Our favorite part about this was that he was, like, talking to Clay.
It was...
And, like, also we didn't know what the conversation was even about at the same time.
He was saying so many words that meant nothing.
Like, so many metaphors. Yes. And I was like, wait. And then he would, like, start with a sentence of, like, trying to be inspirational and then go through, like, a different path.
Yeah. I don't know what his message was supposed to be at the end of it. All I know was he was talking a lot about, like, how he was a really good runner. Like, the dad.
Right.
He was, like, listing all his accolades as a runner. He was like, oh, I made, like, All-American, da da da. And then I don't understand.
Well, like, he didn't come to a point. And then one day, you beat me, which is amazing because I was such a good runer.
Yeah.
And, And
there was nothing after that.
It's great like. That you came up to my level kind of thing. I was like, okay.
And then Clay's like, this is the deepest conversation I've ever had with my dad. And I was like, what did you get from this? Because I got nothing.
It was like a coach, like pep talk.
Like, I don't even know if it was that, because it was so weird.
I read this as a just, like, dad giving, like, proud of you on your wedding day type advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I was confused because people online were like, like, Clay's dad, like, talked him out of it. And I was like, I didn't feel like that was the vibe he was
giving. I didn't think so either.
I didn't hear any message at all, so.
Yeah, I don't know what the message was. It was very coded.
Yeah.
Very several levels deep.
Yeah, it's like read between the lines.
Yeah, some quotes I wrote down that he did say was, my mom told me to treat your kids right and your wife right. In my mind, I'm like, he even said that it came naturally for me to treat my kids right.
But he never says anything about the wife part. Yeah.
And then another thing, he said, there's no right or wrong. It was just like very random.
You know what I felt like? I felt like he was a little troll under the bridge. And he's speaking in riddles that you have to figure out to cross the bridge. And I feel like maybe Clay got there and he was able to cross it, but I'm still stuck on the other side because I can't.
I don't think he was able to cross it either. That's why he was like, fuck it. Yeah. I don't think I understand marriage.
Like, I was having a stroke trying to, like, piece together what was happening. It was terrible.
I said, I felt like I lost brain cells watching this combo.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, he said, here's another quote. If you think you've lost, you lose. It was like one of those like motto he was like trying to, like, and that was it. Like, there was nothing before or after. And the whole time.
And Clay's like, uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like writing notes.
Oh my god. He's kind of like that when he talks to the mom too. Like, she's trying to have a real conversation with him and he's just kind of speaking in like aphorisms and stuff. And she's like, fuck are you talking about? Like,
mm-hmm. She kind of like dug that out. She's like, stop.
Yeah.
You know, cut your bullshit. You need to work. Okay, can we talk about that conversation really quick?
Yeah, sure.
So she goes ahead and basically is like having a one-on-one with him about like the whole situation afterwards. She's rightfully telling him, I know what she's saying. She's saying, this is your fault, actually, because she saw us as a failure, and he saw us as a failure, and he literally has all these doubts because he doesn't know what a successful, like, marriage is supposed to look like, and he doesn't know how a husband is supposed to treat the wife, so he's just doubting himself because of you and all the trips that you took him on to cheat on me.
Yeah.
And that you're a horrible example. And he was like, not to make an excuse, like, you're right, I don't have any excuses to make, but I didn't grow up with, like, a good family. It's like,
yeah.
Like, what? You're literally making an excuse right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And also, like, if he's saying, like, oh, I didn't grow up in a good family, so I'm a shit, like, don't you want to stop that? Like,
yeah.
He's going to be able to say the same thing. Oh, I didn't grow up with a good role model, so, yeah. It and the mom said something about, I didn't know about parts of this. I don't know if she knew about the trips.
I don't think
that
she knew
he
about
was
the
on
trips.
The trips until now.
Yeah, because she was, like, saying, I learned things from this process that I didn't know before.
Yeah, I don't think she knew about the trips either. Mm-hmm. That's so sad. Yeah. That's, like, heartbreaking.
And she was so, like, collected.
Oh, yeah. She had her shit together.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they even, like, got together in the first place. Like, she is so up here, and he is, like, so, like, down there. Like, mm-hmm. She is out of his level.
Yeah.
She's a queen.
She is.
I hope, like, some millionaire comes and snatches her
Golden
up.
Bachelor.
Golden Bachelor! Yes.
Or just put her and Kelsey's dad on a date. And let us watch.
Yes, that'd be so cute.
Golden Love is Blind would be really cute.
Golden Love is Blind?
But I feel like it's already, they don't really
Golden
care too much
Bachelor
about looks.
In Paradise.
Yeah.
Are they going to do that?
All Wait. Stars?
That's Bachelor Talk.
It's Wait. Okay.
Bad Bachelor Talk.
It's Perfect Match, I think, because you can take people from different things.
Universes.
Golden Perfect Match.
Yeah. Golden Perfect Match. Yes. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But, I mean, great. Go her. She's amazing. I love the mom so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the very best. I literally hope she gets married to, like, the richest person in the world that takes care of her and loves her very much.
Yeah.
Wait,
so did you guys think that... What did you think was going to happen? Like, did you think that they were
going to
say yes?
I thought they were going to say yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought they were going to say yes.
Okay. I was going to ask at what point maybe you had doubts, but...
No doubts.
If I should you were like me, I was... Yeah.
Wait, when they started walking down... Are we talking about that right now?
Yeah, we're talking about the wedding partner.
Okay, okay. I should have known. I think this was a sign, because when she started walking down the aisle, there were no tears in his eyes. Yeah. And I made a note of that. I was like, oh, he didn't cry. And I should have known. He was going to say no from that.
A lot of people on the internet were kind of like bashing him because he was saying, look at that body.
Oh my God. It was so goofy. Like, I think he was just nervous talking. Right. He was saying the craziest shit.
Yeah.
He's like, you put that on.
He's like, turn me on. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
She did look really good, though.
She looked amazing.
I really liked the dress.
Oh. Yeah. When Sus and I were watching her getting ready, I was like, we gotta trust this process with the hair, because I don't know what they're trying to do.
The hair was... What was her hair doing?
Well, they were curling it really tight, coiled curls, and they weren't brushing it out yet, so it was just like tightly coiled curls, and we're like,
I'm like, we're trusting the process right now. We're trusting the process for the hair.
Yeah,
and they did a great job with it.
Yeah, it looked really
good.
It
looked cute.
They had a she did do her own eyelashes, I guess, and own makeup, I guess, because a lot of people were also saying there's like so much freaking makeup like on the top of the lashes, which there was. It was like caked on, so when she looked down, all the lashes, and you see this like schmack like makeup, brown makeup, like on the lashes kind of thing. So it looks crusty.
What's her no, not her. Was it Amy's friend that was doing
Amy's makeup? Friend was doing it.
That's cute.
Yeah, that was cute.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Then you know what you like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the wedding. Again, I both feel like they're gonna say yes. Mm-hmm. AD is asked first, and everyone in the crowd's like, yeah, like, you know, like, you can see them, like, smiling and nodding, like, say yes, you know what I mean?
This speech of hers, too, is, like, wife material. Mm-hmm. The thing she's saying, like, I feel like if anything, it's, like, overboard, you know? She's, like, basically, like, I'll never leave you, I'll always be there, like, doing things for you, like, she's just, like, so committed and so loyal.
Yeah.
And so serious.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so funny. You're like, it's overboard. Like, it's not their wedding vows.
No. Well, it's a little, like, I don't know what the word is. Like, subservient. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Of, like, traditional view of marriage kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah. She's giving too much, like, emotion.
Yeah. So she ends up saying yes, of course, which we're like, yeah! And then he comes up next and he's asked a question. I don't remember what he said in his little speech, to be honest. Do you have any?
He had a pretty good speech. I don't remember exactly, but I remember being like, yeah, that's like a good...
Yeah.
He has a... Yeah, I didn't write down his speech, but when he says no, he says, this has been the best process. I love you. I don't think it's responsible for me to say I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then he's talking about how he still needs work and he needs to get to 100%,
which I feel is a valid and great thing for him to reflect on himself about.
I mean, you
can't be mad.
I think that everybody's just mad that he brought her to the wedding. Mm. Like, he could have like cut it off probably earlier, like Jimmy did. But I mean, yes, but at least he said no still, because I do agree. I think if he still thinks he's literally gonna cheat on AD, thank God he said no, because, like, then she would be stuck in that kind of situation or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
So, you know what? It's a valid reason as well. I'm like, okay, at least, you know, he didn't trap her or anything like that.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But it was really sad.
It was kind of reminding me of Paul and Micah, where it was just, like, the guy being, like, I don't, like, love you that much. And, like, I think it is obviously a fair reason, like, if he just doesn't feel it. But, yeah, I agree. Like, she was obviously very excited.
Yeah.
And he knew that she wasn't going to continue. So if he did want to continue dating, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that was an option. But, yeah, it was just very sad for her.
I know. She's mad and she's sad.
Well, everyone in the crowd is so angry.
They're disgusted with him.
Even the dad. I was like...
Really? I didn't even see the motion.
Yeah, well, I thought...
He was just doing this evil little grin, like,
hey. He was not grinning. I think he was, like, shaking his head or something. Because I remember being like, even his dad's mad.
I thought his parents did a really good job of, like, supporting him there, though. Which I thought was really sweet. Because they were like, look, we still love you. Like,
yeah.
Which is, like, what he needed to hear.
Exactly. Nice.
Yeah. But then didn't his dad, like, say something to him? And it was, like, weird.
He kind of hyped him up.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I'm proud of you. Yeah, like, saying, like, I'm proud of you for leaving. Like, that just kind of seemed
There's
like,
a difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think the mom was like, you're my son, I love you. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing, you know, nothing you could do that make me not love you. But the dad was like, good job, man.
Yeah. It was just kind of weird.
Yeah, it was gross. Yeah. It was icky. Clay is saying that he said no because A couple things. One thing was, like, finances.
Random.
Really random. I guess he didn't feel comfortable with, like, how she took care of her finances, and, like, his financial issue is also different, and there's, like, some other, like, in-depth things that he wanted to figure out, but...
Listen, if they were going to get fined $50K to not go to the altar, maybe that's what he's talking about.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently, but apparently, I mean...
But three couples didn't care.
I feel like maybe there's some loopholes or...
Yeah, definitely.
If production's okay with it.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we see that. It's valid kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then we already talked about the mom and dad chatting a little bit.
So, okay, what is your theory? I mean, we kind of talked about it, but, like, I feel like Clay, like, he likes her, but he just is not that in love with her. Because he keeps saying all these things, and I'm like, this is, like, nonsense at this point. The fact that he says, like, well, like, the whole, like, I don't know if I cannot cheat on you, or I'm not a husband. It's like, you just get married, then you're a husband. Like, that, I don't know what that means.
Well, actually, here's another reason why I thought he was going to say yes. Because when he went up the aisle and he was standing at the altar, he was like, how do I look, y'all? Like, do I look like a husband? I'm like, oh, he's ready for it. So that's why I was like, he's going to say yes!
Yeah.
So he just, like, threw it out there for what then?
For what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I just felt like he was kind of making up these, like, things to try to be, like, about him. Like, I'm not ready. But I think just maybe to not be, like, I just don't... I mean, he kind of does say that. He says, I'm, like, not in deep love.
Yeah. Mm. Little sad.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's going to regret it, though.
Yeah, at the reunion.
Yeah. We can go to Amy and Johnny now.
Yes.
Okay. So, this is where I said, only 28 minutes left of the episode. So I'm pretty sure they'll say yes.
Can you imagine? It'd be heartbreaking.
I know. But they were, like, the strongest couple.
Yeah.
So
don't say that stuff. Oh, sorry. Not fair to Chelsea and Jimmy.
Second strongest.
They're all equally strong.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing too crazy. They both look cute.
Oh, Ty, you forgot.
What?
The little girl.
Oh, we did forget about this part. This was hilarious.
It was so stupid. I don't remember. Was it when she was getting ready or after?
Everything.
It was after, too.
It was everything. Yeah. So, So, AD, when she was getting ready, one of her, like, little bridesmaids slash flower girl. No? Yeah, I guess it was her niece, her flower girl. There's two little girls, right? And they're dressed in pink. The older one just literally had, like, the same look on her face throughout the whole entire time.
Yeah, it was just, like, blank expression, like, on the brink of falling asleep.
She's so bored.
Yeah. And it was, like... When they were getting ready, which is, okay, valid. Everybody's but like then happy. Even after, when AD was crying, they, like, pan to the girl, and she has that same expression. It was so funny.
We will have to find it, just a screenshot and post it or something, because it was so great. Like, my expression when... Or we could even, like, I could relate this, her look, to Chelsea's look when Jimmy asked her, like what?
Oh, yeah, Chelsea.
No.
I'll just show you. It was so funny.
That's great.
But we will definitely be posting this and making memes out of it.
Yeah, post that picture.
Oh my gosh.
No one finds it funny except for Todd and I.
Amy and Johnny. So, again, it's kind of like self-explanatory. Johnny's winning over her to his friends and his family.
Mm-hmm. There was something I wrote down here. You remember how there was, like, this early thing about how her dad had to, what was it, like,
yes, I was telling Stoss about this too, how he would, like, tell stories about her, and, like, how he was, like, begging people at the church, right? Is that the way
to be her friend?
Yeah. Or to, like, come to her birthday party.
Yes,
like, please go to my daughter's birthday party, like, yes, at the church.
Yeah. And we were like, oh my gosh, is he gonna, like, tell that story at the wedding or something like that? And then we hadn't really seen that, like, come up again, but then here when he sees her, he goes, I never thought I would see you like this. Like, dad, stop roasting her.
It's not like she's ugly.
Yeah. It's not like she's, like, even old either. Like, you know, if she was, like, older and, like, oh, she's finally getting married. She's, like, young.
Oh, did you see? Okay, and then Johnny's parents. We see Johnny's parents. Johnny's dad is, like, wearing these racquetball glasses. Did you see this?
They were weird.
No. They're, like, regular glasses, right? But on the side, they have this ugly piece of plastic.
It's, like, protection.
Oh, like, safety goggles.
Yes.
No,
I didn't. He was notice. Literally, that's what he was wearing. I'm like, what the heck? And the wife is probably like, come on, John, put on the nicer glasses. No, I like these ones better. They fit more comfortable. We're going to be on TV, John.
Yeah. His parents were like, weirdly subdued. Yeah. I expected them, based on, like, him and his sister, to be more, like, outgoing.
Yes, I agree, too. Yeah. I mean, everybody seemed very happy, very excited. Mm-hmm. That is, of course, it was very sweet. Like the dad and mom were excited for Amy at the wedding. The dad walked, with the brother.
That was cute.
Oh, my
that
God. Was, okay.
So freaking... The brother is so freaking cute. So they're, getting ready to walk down the aisle. And he's crying. The brother's crying a little bit. And Anastasia goes, ugh, is he crying?
Okay, to be fair, I forgot that he had autism. And I was like, why is he sobbing? Like, that makes no sense. So I said that. And then Tatcha is mean to me.
I was like, Stas. She's like, oh, wait, I forgot he has special needs.
I forgot.
He was very emotional. I mean, it seems like they're really, really close.
I know. I love
she
that.
Just has the one brother, right?
I think so, yes. Yeah. And he's the one that she wants to take care of eventually when she's responsible for him.
That was cute.
And Johnny's down to do that.
The parents are always, I remember my wedding, there's like a time where you're like waiting there. So it's like waiting with my dad. And I'm just like, trying to like take everything in, like you're like, this is my wedding, I'm about to walk down the aisle, like I'm trying to like snapshot everything in my mind, and like my dad was talking to me and I just remember being like, shh. Like I'm trying to take in this moment. And that's what always goes through my head when I see them, like the moms are always like, you can do it, it's gonna be great, because they're like uncomfortable with the silence.
Yeah.
But then the people are just like I'm about to get married, like
I'm in the mode. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So the dad and brother walk her up the aisle. The dad says, I'm giving my treasure to you. It was great. And then, okay. I was not a fan of this. Amy gives her beautiful speech to him. Like, gorgeous. Good job, Amy. It's beautiful. Loved it. And then Johnny said, I can't wait.
And that was it.
And that
was literally... cut, though?
But why would they cut it?
I know. It made him look really bad.
I mean,
I hope they cut it.
He said, I can't wait. And I feel like they gave him a pause. Like, there was a pause for him to say more, and he did it. And so, like, they were waiting, and then that's when the guy was like, okay, well, let's move on.
But I feel like normally it wouldn't just be like, Amy ends her vows, and then Johnny stops talking. Like, no. They would be like, okay, Johnny, now say your vows.
True. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think he would just say that.
I really hope so. Yeah. That's all I can say. Because that would be devastating to know if, like, that was literally... And also, that would be so fucked up, though, because they were literally recording their wedding for them. This is their wedding that they're going to have in the future forever.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't they want to include his speech as
okay,
well?
Okay, but I don't think they're going to go, okay, let's go see our episode for our wedding.
Right, I would.
Fast forward through the Chelsea and
Jenny. Yeah. The breakup that just happened in the wedding before theirs.
Okay, that's true. Maybe they actually, like, have an actual recording.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
It's like they're showing their kids, they're like, don't worry about these people.
Yeah.
The bachelor party.
Yeah.
fast forward.
Yeah.
Anyways, they both say I do. Hooray!
Yay.
What do you guys think of this painting?
Oh, it looked better without the faces. Like, when I thought they were just doing the
silhouette kind of thing.
Yeah, without the faces. And what's Johnny with us? He's like, ugh. When he saw he was like, I'd rather not have the faces.
Yeah.
Faceless, they're just like balls of skin.
Yeah, but like the faces were not, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I mean, they do those so fast.
Mm-hmm. I was
but
like,
also,
how?
Like, but also like, I don't even know how much of it they do live. Like, they're there ahead
I think,
of time.
Yeah, they do the background. Mm-hmm. And then... I've seen TikToks about it.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I like the idea, though, but maybe... I don't know.
Oh, at this time, I think for some reason, Stoss and I both did this calculation of divided by 5.
20%.
Because I think somebody said, like, love is blind or something like that. I guess it was, like, towards the end where the girl... Like,
I think we were both just reflecting on, like, how disappointing this...
Like the
outcome
percentage.
Was.
Yeah. It's 20% really think that love is blind.
Mm. But those are not, those are people who are attracted to each other. So I feel like it's zero.
Well, Johnny was technically not Amy's type.
That's true.
Yeah. So it was definitely somebody like she doesn't
like
really.
Only the girls can do that.
Right? Guys are so superficial.
Yeah.
Every one of you.
That was cute. They did talk a little bit about Johnny saying like if he saw her at a bar. he would say that she's out of his league.
Yeah.
And she's like, I would never talk to him. He's so below my standards.
I think he's good looking, though. He's just, like, not really her type. And yeah. She's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I can see him as a surfer dude
he's
for
sure.
He's not
like a...
Yeah.
I'm not really a fan of his hair.
Yeah. I was thinking he needs to do something with the hair.
Be a little bit more creative.
But I also feel like it would look bad, like, short.
I feel like there's an answer for him. I can't give it to him. But maybe, like, a professional can.
I feel like maybe his hair could possibly be a little bit more curlier if he, like, styled it right. Because it's kind of, like, frizzy.
Yeah, it's, like, slicked and then curly on the ends.
Well, when I just know when his strands fall forward, it just makes it look terrible.
Johnny, figure it out. Go to a hairstylist.
There might be an answer out there.
Oh,
they did a little dance to My Husband. Oh,
yeah.
That was very cute.
Yeah, they're so happy. I am very happy for them.
They're just like, woo!
Yeah, they're like, wait,
everything else is on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Was this the lowest, like, amount of people who got married? From, like, I guess 20%. Is 20% the lowest percentage?
Last year...
Milton and Lydia?
Milton, no, and then there was the guy you followed on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah.
And then also the two people who have a baby now. Bliss.
True. That was a successful season.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a dumpster fire last season, too.
Last season? Wait. That wasn't last season.
No, because that was Izzy.
Yeah.
Who got married last season?
Did anyone get married?
I feel like one...
Are they allowed to continue, like... to do this show if no one gets married. I feel like...
That's like... get cut off.
Yeah.
No, okay. Milton and Lydia were from last season. And that was Stacey and Izzy and JP and Taylor. Oh, and then Brett and Tiffany were the prior season with...
Bliss?
Yes.
They're from that long ago? Bliss and...
Season 4.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So we only had one successful marriage last season as well.
But out of how many...
Probably, well, it was not that many last season, right? It was like 3?
So 33%. So last time, yeah, it was Lydia, Milton, Stacey, Izzy, JP, Taylor.
That didn't really last that long either.
Yeah.
Dang, I think you're right. It was just those two people for the longest time. Mm. Or those two couples.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that dragged.
That dragged a lot. It was really hard.
Yeah. Glad we had at least 3 this time.
Yeah. At least it carried through to the end like that. I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. We do see at the very end that Clay goes and sees AD, and he's basically saying that, like, I'm sorry.
He's still rocking with her.
He's still rocking with her. And she's like, fuck you!
Don't take him back.
I know. Well, she already, like, made it clear to him.
Yeah, she told him, like, I'm not gonna be dating you.
Yeah.
Like, we're done, basically.
But she doesn't have time for that.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for her, too. Like, she doesn't have time to be the fixer for him. If he needs to go and figure it out, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But he has to go and do that on his own time. And he should have also done that before he even went on the show in the first place.
Yeah.
Because the show is meant to get married.
Like, so. I don't know why he went on when that was, like, the ultimate goal. Because he was like, I don't know if I see myself as a husband before this. And I was like, then why'd you sign up?
Exactly.
But also, she, remember at the beginning, like, she's like, I'm tired of being a fixer-upper. But, like,
literally,
also, she
was.
Yeah, but she also said at the very beginning of the process, like, I love red flags. Like, I'll paint my nails to match.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, if you go in with that mentality, like, what do you expect?
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Maybe this is
maybe
it for
she
her.
Needs some therapy, too.
I think everybody. Yeah. No, I was telling, maybe I told both of you guys, but what I would love to see is if they made couples therapy a mandatory thing for this show.
Oh, yeah, because Clay wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was good.
Yeah. I think it would be so juicy to see it.
Yeah, that would be so interesting.
But also, it's for us. I think they would. I think they don't do it because then they would realize how incompatible they are, and they wouldn't get like the juicy like will they won't they at the altar.
The therapist would be like, "Don't do it."
Yeah,
probably not the right decision.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much the end of the episode, you guys. Any other notes?
Oh, I just didn't like how AD like did not change into comfy clothes.
Oh, yeah,
she was just still in her dress for, like, the whole time after, and even in the car. I was like, go into your little comfy clothes.
Girl, where are your breakup clothes?
Yeah. She took off her makeup.
Outfit ready.
Yeah.
Just in case.
That's funny. Alrighty, let's get into some trash reacts.
Yes.
Trash reacts.
What?
No way.
Yeah.
Trash reacts is where we share some funny things that we've seen throughout social media this week in reaction to the episodes.
Yes.
I'm finding my bookmarks.
Me too. I have a couple. I have two.
Okay, go ahead.
One is an honorable mention one. This is not really like a trash react, I guess you could say. But it's more so a moment. I forgot to touch on this and I'm glad I found this one. It says, the most heartwarming moment of the Love is Blind finale. And it's with Johnny's brother, arm wrapped around Amy's brother, cheersing. And everybody has a drink in their hand. Amy's brother doesn't have a drink in his hand, but he's still holding up his fist like, yeah.
I saw the fist, but I didn't see that it was with Johnny's brother.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It was so freaking cute. It was like, everybody cheers. And he's just holding up nothing like,
yeah. Wait, I think you saw that too.
You
pointed it out when we were watching.
Yeah, it was so freaking cute. I loved it.
That was very cute.
And then... the other one was...
That was an evil laugh.
Me?
Yeah.
Let's see, hold on. So this one is with Chelsea and Jimmy. It says, Chelsea, so how do you feel about getting married in a couple days, Jimmy? And then it shows this picture of Andrew Garfield doing like a cringy smile, like Oh. We definitely will be posting these, by the way, you guys, as our trash reacts and our highlights, so definitely stay tuned. Rach, do you have one for me?
Yeah, I have one kind of... I had a couple that I really liked, kind of related to the Chelsea and Jimmy. Jimmy, I love you so much. You're going to be a perfect wife. Do you see yourself marrying me? Chelsea, yes. Jimmy, okay, great. Well, don't make me at the altar in your white dress because I ain't coming. I just love, I didn't, there's like a little gif, but.
An oop.
I didn't think about it, but like, this is the second time he's pulled that shit where he like sets her up and then he's like, well, fuck you. Not gonna happen. Love that. And then this one says, so we're not gonna talk about how AD talked about Amy and Johnny's sex life and how there was no way she was buying the car without test driving. My partner said, damn, ain't nothing worse than ain't nothing worse than test driving the car and not being able to drive it off the lot.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Make sure you screenshot those for me too.
Yes.
So I can put the...
I thought that was a fair read though. Like, I know she was really drunk at that time, but She was being real, like, not judgy, but you know, like, oh, how could you? But like, girl, your relationship is not solid.
Yeah.
It's not about that.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Stas, do you have anything for us?
Who is this girl? I need to know. She's from Peter season.
Victoria.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, this one says, it's like a little meme thing. It says, I don't want to marry you, but I'm still rocking with you. And then it shows Victoria Fuller when they were having the conversation on the porch. And it's like, excuse you, what?
Excuse you, what?
Yeah.
That was my favorite Bachelor season.
Ooh.
That was good.
Oh, Bachelor stuff. Really quick Bachelor stuff.
Wait, so, don't spoil it because I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I haven't. Like the last two. I'll just plug.
Mm. No, it's okay because I wanted to talk to you. We talked about this before. Oh. Yeah.
About the house.
Yeah. Let's see if you notice anything.
No spoilers.
Whose house?
No one.
The one of the hometown house. Okay. Anyways, so anyways, that is pretty much all, you guys. That is our breakdown for the finale. Stay tuned. A juicy reunion, hopefully, is coming up soon.
I'm excited. I hope it's long. I hope it's like an hour and a half or something.
I need an hour and
like
a half.
Like more than one episode.
I can't do just 1 hour.
I have lots of questions.
I know. They better answer all of our burning questions.
Mm-hmm. I did see, it seemed like they were asking for questions.
They also had a live audience this time around, too.
Yeah.
They should have audience questions.
Oh,
that would be good.
Yeah, unhinged audience questions.
They have like exes come. And they like,
yes. The exes are in the live audience.
Yeah.
Yes. They pop up.
Yes.
Where's so the Jeremy, girl? Jeremy?
Yeah, the girl that Trevor was dating, like,
ooh,
is in the audience.
Jeremy's
Wait, did
ex.
We ever find out who, what's his face called when they broke off the religious guy?
He's Matthew?
Like, hey, baby, I'm Kenneth? Coming home. Or whatever.
Oh, Kenneth?
His friend, guy friend.
But he said it like, I thought they were, like, insinuating he was a girl. Because I thought he said baby.
I thought he said bro.
He said bro. And it was, like, and it was also a guy's voice.
Okay.
Yeah, however, there was, like, some talk that people were thinking that he was gay.
Oh. Because.
So maybe it was that guy.
So maybe it was baby.
Maybe both.
That is not a rumor starting from us. That is a rumor we heard. Okay.
Wait, yeah. No, let's start another rumor. See how far it goes.
I don't know if they'll bring that up.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I think they'll probably, yeah, I think they probably won't talk about them very often, very much in general, to be honest.
Should they even show up?
I know. Well, they do show up in general, but I think, what if the only thing they're going to talk about is like, were you really on your phone that much? They'll probably ask like a stupid question like that. And like, no, I wasn't. You know.
They're going to make a stupid little thing.
Probably something about like, the like internet reaction of like Ken gaslighting her. Now I'm like thinking, because it felt like he was gaslighting her, but they already had the breakup in the conversation.
Yeah.
So was he gaslighting her, or was he like trying to play the role to like move the conversation along?
Yeah, he was probably cameras? Just tired of everything.
He's like, well, I feel like you blah. Like he's trying to get to the end of the breakup on camera.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was actually like saying those things to her.
And then also, there's definitely going to be a lot of roll the tapes, guys. And I bet one of them is going to be, because in the breakup conversation for Chelsea and Jimmy, she was like saying like, and you did it, and you said you didn't want to have sex with me anymore. And he was like, when did I even say that? I never said that. And I'm like, she did catch you there, Jimmy, because you did say it one time.
Well, he didn't say he didn't want to have sex with her anymore.
He said she could, well,
he said he didn't want to do it.
He was just saying.
At the time.
He could lay off on having like so much, I guess. Yeah. I don't know what the deal was, but
yeah.
He wanted a break. He was like, I just wanted some alone time and you wanted to have sex. I was like, God, fine. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Alrighty, guys. Yeah, so stay tuned. Next week, we'll have the reunion coming up. And then we are also having Bachelor this week coming out as well. And if there's going to be any updates with like schedules, we'll definitely let you know. But other than that, I had a great time. Thanks, Doss, for coming on.
Yeah.
I love being on here and being mean.
We love it too.
Give me your takes.
That makes us feel nice.
Yeah.
No, I think it makes people feel validated.
Yeah.
Their mean thoughts. Awesome. Thank you guys for tuning in. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.